Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state, as well as the nation, along with the best for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody is having a great first weekend of November and enjoying a national holiday of Texas.
Absolutely.
It is the opening of the general whitetail deer season in the Lone Star State. Plus, there is just so much to do. I mean, this is just
true.
This is Christmas for hunters, and then you add in what anglers can do. Hey, it's a great time to be in Texas. We wrap up our annual Waltz Across Texas this weekend, and going to fill in for longtime district leader David Forrester, who's based out of LaGrange. His schedule doesn't permit him to be with us. We're going to have him on later on.
Okay.
Because David has gone from district leader to regional manager.
Oh, my.
And there's a reshuffling that's taken place of districts that were originally 8.
Yeah.
And have now gone to 11.
Good grief.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And I don't know if we annex something, you know, and need to be bigger.
Is it a population thing?
No. It's division, and won't even go into the methodology behind it because it doesn't really make sense. It doesn't follow anything,
oh,
you know?
Okay.
It is somewhat population related, and then also personnel, better distribution of department personnel.
Okay.
Is my understanding.
Lighten the workload, maybe.
Yeah. But we're also this weekend going to show you just how big Texas is with our guest, Jose Eckert, TPWD senior biologist in the Trans-Pecos region, because he lives in El Paso.
Okay.
That's in a different time zone than the rest of us, you know.
Right, right.
So it's in El Paso, if you're not familiar, is in the mountain time zone. So actually, he they're an hour behind, you know.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, we've got that. Got some interesting news for you. Hope you all have enjoyed the introduction to winter, because we're heading back into our Indian summer.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that, plus a whole bunch more. So y'all do stick around. And remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildren's.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And once again, hope everybody is out. Got your headset plugged in as you're in a deer stand.
Right, what a great way to listen to our show.
Absolutely. You know, it's just little, it's hunting season. That's all there is to it.
Right.
That's all there is to it. And speaking of hunting, this is some interesting news.
What?
Hunters celebrate more than a 25% surge in our numbers over the past 5 years.
Oh.
25%
That's
surge.
A bunch.
Okay. The U.S. Fish
National,
and, United States Fish and Wildlife Service announced the results of their latest U.S. hunting and fishing participation survey, and it reveals some of the positive trends the firearm industry saw over the past few years. The USFWS survey, published roughly every 5 years, showed that 14.4 million people over the age of six participated in hunting. That's almost 3 million more hunters nationwide since the last survey in 2016. They need to work on their math.
Yeah. but there's also a nice block of voters, if I may throw that
out. Oh, exactly. Okay. Good for a 26% increase.
Yeah.
And what Harold just alluded to, we've said for some time, together we are a force to be reckoned with.
Right.
All told, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service survey also revealed that 46.2 million people over age six are over went target shooting, 39.9 million people fished, and 148.3 million participated in at least one type of wildlife watching activity in the United States over the past few years. With the increase in the numbers of hunters shown in the latest survey, Americans injected an eye-popping little drum roll.
Let me pop my eyes for you then. Okay.
$394.8 billion into the economy. We're participating in wildlife-related activities in the outdoors. That figure represents nearly a 250% increase from the $156 billion reported in the last survey.
That's amazing.
So good for us.
Yeah.
You know, and we stand together. Okay. What you got?
Well, I've got something that actually sort of the opposite of that, which is interesting. This is out of our friends at Sports Afield. After getting a boost during the COVID-19 pandemic, the general public, though, see, this is the general public, approval rating for hunting sunk by 4%. According to the Outdoor Stewards of Conservation Foundation, public approval of hunting peaked at roughly 81% in 21, dropped by about 4% overall in spring of 23. Now, here's what's surprising on this survey. Western states had the lowest approval rating for hunting of any region.
That's California.
At 74%. Yeah, right.
California,
Midwest
Washington,
had Midwest had the highest approval rating at 80.
Yeah.
South came in at 78%, Northeast at 75%. Interesting.
You know.
Because it's also who you survey.
Well, and the way the survey is presented and written.
Right. And the questions. Yes, right.
Right.
You hate hunting, don't you? Oh okay.
out of Austin, you know, there's... Hunting has gone to this electronic age, and we have the My Texas Hunt Harvest mobile app that will help you with required reporting of CWD or testing for CWD in different zones. But you can download that app and have all the information. It displays an electronic copy of your license, complete mandatory hunt harvest reporting, log your harvest game species, view your harvest history on the smartphone or tablet. After one time login, you can easily access your customer number for future reference and save and retrieve history, harvest history, even if you replace or reset your device. And there's both a English and a Spanish version.
Okay.
Okay. What's interesting on the animals harvested, and this is something, because I've got a meeting coming up later this month in Austin with David Yakowitz, the new executive director, and several division heads. And so if y'all are listening in, let me forewarn you.
They're going to group up on you, aren't they?
Hey, they are.
Yeah.
But that's okay. I mean, good people.
Yeah.
The department is charged with overseeing and regulating native animals, mm-hmm. okay? Not invasives or exotics or imports, all right? However, in the survey, mm-hmm. wild hogs are noted.
Okay.
But not axis or anything else,
right.
you know, like that. And Eurasian collar dove okay. are noted.
Okay.
So I'm going to go, okay, mm-hmm. what about the rest?
The other stuff, sure.
Yeah. So, I mean.
Because it all has an impact.
Without question it does. I mean, been on ranchers for years about mm-hmm. removing those domestic livestock, right. you know. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. The future of light goose harvest is in question, particularly in the Gulf Coast. And I remember back, can't remember exactly when it started, but we did a special hunt with hackberry rod and gun mm-hmm. over in Louisiana on a permit that was issued by LSU for the use of electronic collars to reduce, you know, the snow goose population.
Right.
Well, there's been large-scale decline in the light geese population, and so there's going to be some public attendance encouraged at the November 8 and 6 scoping meeting at the Long Acres Ranch in Richmond, Texas, and November 9 and 6. I don't know why we did this, but these... No, I'm sorry. November 8 from 6 to 8. That's what
okay.
it is, okay?
Right.
And then November 9, 6 to 8 at the El Campo Civic Center in El Campo.
Well, originally that program was because...
Overpopulation.
I don't know, avian flu, but overpopulation, right? They're eating
right,
up their
flu,
natural
right.
habitat.
Exactly,
yeah.
exactly.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, back on the CWD thing, and I don't need to run it down because who's going to remember, but there are new, aside from the existing, there are new CWD testing zones. So we want everybody to be aware about this chronic wasting situation, and there's going to be mandatory sampling requirements for hunters harvesting deer and carcass movement in these new zones. But to find all the zones, the existing and the new ones, go to the Parks and Wildlife website and their outdoor annual, and it'll show those.
Yeah, or you can go to the Hunter Harvest app.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you have that with you.
Right.
What's also interesting, we're going to be talking more about CWD and give you updates as we move along. They're using the live animal test, mm-hmm. which I think is like 95-96%, you know, accurate.
Right.
The zones and turning in your harvest, obviously the animal's been harvested, so they can use the other form of testing. Mm-hmm. But it's just a way to control this. And again, there will be questions in Austin about
right.
that topic.
And
as
also
well.
Need to remind everybody, Sunday morning, is it like 2 o'clock Sunday morning, one of your favorite times occurs of the year?
I actually did it Friday.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Already set your clocks?
I want to phase into it, you know? So I do that every year.
Well,
yeah.
It does mess with you. I mean, we talked about it before, the joke where the dog says, I don't care what the clock says, it's time
That's
to
right
eat.
Right. That's right. That's right. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got our best bets. We've got the outdoor report. We've got our fingers crossed with Harold's on or off road right after this.
America's best-selling truck for 46 years running is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ha-ha, but you're not going to see them celebrate these 46 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it is about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 46 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford Tough, the best in Texas.
Friends, now you can listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora. The country's favorite outdoor show, directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more, on demand and on the go. Download the Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora apps, or go to Google and search Texas Outdoor News, or just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the tabs. Then listen anytime, anywhere.
Harold?
Yes?
Are you awake?
I am.
Are you organized?
I'm very organized, because I want everybody to know. This portion of our program is brought to you by The Blind, and that is BLYND. For decades, the original blind has been known for its long-lasting durability that will not fail in the field while providing comfortable concealment at an affordable price. The Blind has been the bestseller for over 43 years, with more than 75,000 sold since 1980. Plus, the Blind's iconic design and construction are so good, original models bought over 35 years ago are still being used today. I'm here to testify to that because I've got original models I've had over 20 years that are still doing their job. The Blind now introduces its next generation, the VersaBlind. Just as its name implies, the VersaBlind satisfies the needs for any hunting discipline, rifle, bow, pistol, black powder, and more. Its newly designed spacious configuration provides more room while on the same footprint. Its windows allow greater visibility, versatility, and increased shot options to harvest game. Plus, hunters now have the room to truly set up for a steady shot. See the original Blind, VersaBlind, their towers, tie-downs, other accessories at blind.com. Again, BLYND.com. Remember, since the 1980s, it's the Blind, and dealer inquiries are welcomed.
And you can see this impressive VersaBlind at one of their local dealers, like Moore's Farm and Ranch Supply in Brady, Wilford Enterprises, two locations, one in Koontz and one in Buna.
Okay, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal Fishing and Hunting Times this weekend. Saturday's rated as good. This Sunday and Monday slip to fair. Tuesday plunges to poor. Thursday, Friday, two more fair days. Friday and next Saturday, a duo of good days. Next Sunday, another best day. This weekend and on Monday, look for game to become active from well before sunrise. Remain active until mid-morning. On Tuesday and Wednesday, this major feeding period of the day occurs from either side of sunrise. Continue until either side of the noon hour. By Thursday and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, with game actively feeding from early morning until early afternoon. Saturday and Sunday will see this most active period occur from mid-morning until early afternoon. This Sunday, November the 5th at 2 a.m., as we said, daylight savings time will end, and we will fall back from man-made time to, as Bill says, God's time. Okay. Also this Sunday, the moon will enter its last quarter phase. On the coast, this weekend and on Monday, there will be a single tide schedule of one high and one low each day. Tuesday through next Sunday, a string of days with a double tide schedule of two highs, two lows each day.
All right. On the coast, this time of year, we factor in shifts in winds regularly as fronts come down from the north and blow things out. With reports that we're seeing and with the rains that we've recently had, my goodness, there are all sorts of changes that have taken place across the Lone Star State, as well as in southwest Louisiana for those that fish Big Lake, Lake Calcasieu. Fishing's been good. Look for maybe clarity on the upper end as runoff continues to be a little bit off, but that too will settle. And dropping salinity level, pushing that bait out, that's going to be a major factor. You know, it's going to be lots of birds working over on Big Lake. Sabine, fishing has been phenomenal, one of the hottest bay areas, and that many times people overlook, you know, going somewhere else or not going to Sabine. Galveston Bay Complex, birds working over trout in Trinity on the in the North Bay. Ditto that out in the open waters of the channel in Galveston Bay. West Galveston Bay, always, always a hot spot for bird activity. West Matagorda and East Matagorda, good fishing. Heading on down the coast, didn't get as much rain as other parts of the state from the mid-coast south, but hey, those fish are used to the hypersaline, you know, waters that we've got in the area. Play the tides and the cooling temperatures, a lot of activity. Tie on some topwaters. I guarantee you can use some topwaters now until your arm falls off and catch and catch fish. It's phenomenal. Down in Baffa Bay, that is really turning on. Port Mansfield, good fishing reports, redfish. Certainly in the shallows hitting topwaters, and then just a plethora of fish down in the lower Laguna Madre out of South Padre and Port Isabel. Fish are on the move. This is the time to be on the water on the coast. And don't forget, state waters, red snapper season is open out tonight, nautical miles.
Yay! Okay, let's set us to East Texas, Conroe. Catfish continue to be good on baited holes or drifting with catfish, bubblegum, liver, worms, punch bait, and natural baits. Crappie are on or near structure in 11 to 22 feet of water using Lone Star crappie jigs, Stunna jigs, preferring hair over plastic jigs or minnows. Fork. Fork has come up close to a foot with recent front and rains. The Texas rig bite is working good in 2 to 5 feet in front of weeds or grass with crawfish-type baits. Square bills are fair 2 to 5 feet of water in brim or crawfish patterns. Crappie are stacking up on timber as fish move to the areas they will spend the winter feeding, gearing up to spawn. Great success on timber in 14 to 38 feet along the creek channels right now. And crappie should be on even deeper timber over the next month. Sam Rayburn. The water temperature cools, so expect the rattle trap bite for bass to begin. Some bass are feeding shallow, biting topwaters, crankbaits, and spinnerbaits. Toledo Bend. Bass are biting square-billed crankbaits and Texas rigs in the back of the creeks in 4 to 6 feet of water. Topwater lures and spinnerbaits. The bite should be good on this weekend with 8 to 14 feet of water being the way to go on the edge of the hydrilla. Limestone. Crappie are suspended on brush and standing timber in 6 to 12 feet of water. Suspended biting minnows. Largemouth bass are in 4 to 11 feet of water. Use a Texas rig or chatterbait or lipless crankbait. Bass will start keying on red-colored baits. Catfish are in 10 to 20 feet using cut bait. Palestine. Crappie fishing is excellent on minnows and jigs in brush in 10 to 20 feet of water, standing timber, bridge pillars in 18 to 25 feet of water. Sand bass and hybrids are good early daylight hours on the Highway 155 bridge and main lake humps. Tawakoni. The fall feed is showing up in full force this week. With the recent rain, the lake has come up a foot and certainly only 3 inches low now currently. Stripers, hybrid stripers, white bass are solid, feeding on schools of shad throughout the entire lake. The eating size catfish bite is again wide open on baited holes from 18 to 30 feet with prepared baits. The largemouth bite has been good this week, with numbers of fish coming out of shallow water near dock posts, shallow retaining rock and rip-rap. Shaky heads, square-billed crankbaits, even daylight topwaters have been good. Texoma. Striper fishing is great, using topwaters early along rocky banks for bigger fish, catching numbers on live bait in 30 to 40 feet of water along main lake ledges and humps near flats. Catfish are good on cut shad and prepared baits, drifting 40 to feet of water along flats for big blues and seeing smaller fish on ledges in 20 to 30 feet of water.
All right, heading to South Texas, down Rio Grande Valley way, Falcon Reservoir. Channel catfish are good in 3 to 10 foot of water, suspended with a floating rig with stink bait or shrimp. Bigger catfish are suspended in 15 to 30 feet of water with cut bait. Bass are good in 3 to 20 feet of water on rocky or hard bottoms. Dragon watermelon red, watermelon seed, cinchos, cherry seed, power worms, or crankbaits. Bass tend to be in the shallows early and late. Brownwood, black bass, and Harold likes to be very, very precise with our reports. To 5.57 pounds are good on whopper ploppers, jigs, and on crankbaits in 1 to 2 feet in the rocks cut, secondary points, and ledges. Bait is moving into the cove pockets. Alan Henry, every winter it happens. Good crappie bite, just a phenomenal crappie bite, and that's going to be the mainstay in 8 to 20 feet of water. Coleman, the point near Quail Creek Cove is good for hybrids on topwaters in the morning and evening. Rattle traps or crankbaits throughout the day. And then Meredith, white bass are excellent throughout the day on minnows or slabs or any vertical presentation. Limits of walleye are good using minnows, grubs, and blade baits.
Outstanding. Head to the hill country. Brady. Crappie are good on minnows in 7 to 10 feet of water in the hardwoods. Catfish are good on jug lines with live perch. Canyon. With the water temperature continuing to drop due to the cold front, the bass are moving away from matted grass, finding the edges of the grass lines and offshore rock piles is where to go. Slow rolling a spinnerbait and a swim bait is the most productive. Travis, the topwater bite has been good for bass using walking style baits along the shores as the bass are chasing bait up tight. You can move out to deeper water and those ledges, points, humps to catch some good ones, throwing shaky head trick worms or Texas rigged 4 to 5 inch worms or craws. Deep diving crankbaits fished along the walls have been productive. And if you find the grass, throw a 4 or 5 inch worm to catch quite a few.
There you go. All right. The hunting report and forecast this week is brought to you by Dallas Safari Club. Dallas Safari Club's mission is to ensure the conservation of wildlife through public engagement, education, and advocacy for well-regulated hunting and sustainable use. The vision of Dallas Safari Club is a society that values wildlife, engages in its conservation, and understands and supports the role of well-regulated hunting in the sustainable use of wild resources. Dallas Safari Club is a member of the International Union for Conservation of Nature and is a mission-focused conservation organization funded by hunters from around the world. In recent years, millions of dollars have been channeled to qualified projects, organization, and programs in support of that mission. Whether at Dallas Safari Club's huge annual four-day convention held each January or events held by one of its local chapters, these are places hunters gather and create a sense of family. Help Dallas Safari Club continue to make a difference by becoming a member, getting involved, and becoming a part of our growth. For more information, visit biggame.org. That's biggame.org. And as we mentioned at the top of the program, this is the national holiday of Texas. With hunting season, the general hunting season opening, and for those of you that hunt the North Zone, this is the longest possible number of days, or the most number of days that we can have. Last year we were cut short because by regulation the season ends the first Sunday of the new year.
Okay.
And that was January 1.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we flipped the calendar, and now we go through January 7.
Hey!
So we get, you know, a full extra week of hunting opportunities. And quite honestly, not only that, we've got one dove season still open for the first split.
Uh-huh.
That's the North Zone through November 12. Sandhill cranes seasons are open. Quail seasons open. Chakalaka seasons are open. Duck seasons, you know, are opening this weekend. And depending on where you're hunting, you know, they're going to run for a period of time, stop, and then we'll have the second split later on.
Uh-huh.
When we talk about whitetail deer, we also talk about Rio Grande turkeys fall season. Okay.
Yes.
And goodness, just so much to do. Get out and enjoy. And when you're out, be sure and take those bonus animals.
Yes.
Hogs.
Yes.
Axes.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Or something else that's wandering around, not livestock. That you know, people, I've seen signs in other parts of the country where they spray paint in white, you know. Cow.
Yeah, so right.
Going, no.
That's a shame, too.
No,
yeah,
oh, it really is.
Right.
It really is. You know, so be responsible, be safe. And for those of you that have a few years, mentor the youngsters, okay?
Absolutely.
All right. We ask with bated breath.
Oh, come on.
What have you been driving this week?
Sometimes boys just got to have fun, okay? So I've got good news and bad news, actually. Driving the 2023 Dodge Charger Super B Special Edition, big four-door sedan.
You remember when that thing came out originally?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was like one of the original muscle cars.
Very cool to drive.
Yeah,
yeah. And the first Fast and Furious featured a Dodge Charger in it.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Anyway, but so the good news is it's got that 6.4 liter Hemi pumping out 485 horsepower, mated to an 8-speed automatic transmission. But here's the bad news. It's the last call. There's an underhood plaque on this, in fact. It's the last edition of the Charger, and they're ending making the Hemi, which I think is stupid.
Really?
Yeah. Yep, 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 yep.
I'm going to make a prediction.
Okay.
It will come back.
Well, let's hope so. It did good when it came back, because Dodge really became their performance brand, you know? And this thing is just beyond...
It's what almost saved Dodge.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, going to that performance route is
right,
what did
it. Right, exactly.
But anyway, it's got all kind of neat stuff on it. It's got launch assist. I mean, it's got all these modes and stuff, race modes, you know, to adjust your steering and your braking and your suspension. I mean, it's just a blast to drive. And it's a big car.
Right.
The optional stuff on this, black edge premium floor mats, blind spot indicator, memory power heat mirrors, premium stitch dash panel, exterior mirrors with courtesy lamps, Super B special stuff, Napa interior, exterior graphics, functional hood with air intake, black hood pins by Mopar, drag mode suspension. Wow, I could go on forever. You know, 20-inch fabulous neural wheel, ventilated front seats. I mean, more and more, on and on and on. It's got the works. And they really pull the stops out on it. And it's a limited edition. 15 miles per gallon in the city, okay. 24 on the highway, which really ain't bad for something this powerful. But these are going to be a limited edition run. Base is 50. Loaded to the gills that this one was 63. They got a nice 5-year, 60,000-mile warranty on this puppy. I think this one's an investment, really, aside from driving fun. So check it out. The Charger Super B Special Edition for 2023.
All right. When we come back from this break, we're going to go to LaGrange, Texas, with a report of that post-oak savanna, coastal prairies, and marsh region.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough, the kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer, the ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
It's that time of year when we're all hustling around buying gifts for family, friends, clients, or business associates. If they love the outdoors and do most of their hunting and fishing in Texas, then give them a subscription to Texas Outdoors Journal. Each issue of this award-winning publication has a section for hunters, saltwater anglers, freshwater anglers, and a section for everyone. Plus, they'll receive our monthly forecast for area lakes and the entire Texas coast. Take advantage of our 3-for-$49 Christmas special. That's any combination of 3 subscriptions or 3 years at just $49. Give 3 friends each a 1-year subscription. It's just $49. Take a subscription for yourself and give 2 1-year gift subscriptions. Just $49. Or sign up or renew for 3 years for just $49. To subscribe, call 713-957-3997 or subscribe securely online at TexasOutdoorsJournal.com. That's TexasOutdoorsJournal.com. You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with vitamins and minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The whitetail blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed whitetail deer and wildlife. Folks, we had a glimpse of winter with the drought. Even with the rains that we've had, you know, fall forbs, the amount needed to sustain our herd isn't, they're saying it's not going to be there. Feed Fortified Cottonseed year-round. The benefits are absolutely amazing. If you're a game ranch, feed Fortified Cottonseed.
Indeed.
The savings, because of the limited intake, is better than 2.5 to 1.
It's good, but it's filling. That's the thing.
Oh,
right? Yeah.
It gives them what they need, and that vitamin pack certainly supplements. You can go to your local Tractor Supply and pick up bags. For more information, go to their website, fortifiedcottonseed.com. Or if you got a big order, give them a call at 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. And at the website, you can punch in your location, and you'll be amazed at how many locations are stocking Fortified Cottonseed.
Okay, cool.
It is readily available. All right, David Forrester, as we mentioned, longtime veteran district leader, schedules didn't work out and is not able to join us, but visited with him back in August and then visited with him several times since then as to what took place. And the interesting thing is that coming out of last deer season, like much of the state, this area that's pretty much kind of in the center, it's at LaGrange, Colorado County, right, you know, Austin, Fayette, and on north, as well as further south, the harvest was down. That means there was a carryover, right, of animals into this hunting season. And actually, we started that region in pretty good shape with good conditions to get antlers growing. And I remember when visiting with him earlier in the year, he said, what we really need is some rain. And if, when that happens, big light switch, you know,
it
big
came,
change.
Yeah.
And it did come. It came later than forecast. Last year, there was a bumper mass crop. And he said, however, infrequently do you see a back-to-back bumper mass crop.
Mm-hmm.
However, a heavy acorn crop is evidently the tree's way of preparing in a drought condition for its own species survival.
Right.
Kind of an interesting
deal. Mother Nature's amazing. Isn't it?
Really.
And that way, when you have the good one, like we always say, sometimes, if you have the opportunity, and this is the way I learned to hunt, if you have the golden opportunity to get out there amongst them,
yeah,
that really is a lot more fun than sitting in a stand.
Oh, yeah.
really, if you can, safely. Yeah.
You know, the other challenge is is the waterfowl.
Right.
And, you know, the changes that have taken place due to the rice farming, you know, uh-huh, in the area.
Yeah.
But still, we're going to have ducks. We're going to have some geese coming in. If you've got plowed ground, and when it greens up here in a few weeks, you know, they're going to utilize it.
Uh-huh.
The water, they're going to roost there. So there's plenty of opportunities. And the neat thing about this district, and we're going to learn more from David when he's a guest here in the upcoming weeks, is where many of the regulatory initiatives took place, like the 13-inch antler that is now implemented statewide.
Yeah, great. It worked so well when they did that or have done that.
And they took that concept,
yeah,
and then are using it on mule deer now, mm-hmm, you know, with a minimum size. Co-ops, where we rejoin land for the benefit of wildlife. And his comment was, they work together.
Yeah.
You know, and that's something that's really, really important given the way our state has been divided and subdivided. Overall, great season, great opportunities, and they literally years ago flipped the harvest from year-and-a-half-old animals to now two-and-a-half, three-and-a-half-year-old animals,
yeah,
and better, and you make a management decision, you, mm-hmm, know, every time.
Right, right.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to another time zone.
Oh, yes.
Out right in El Paso with Jose Eckert. Right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
All right, we continue and wrap up our annual Waltz Across Texas. And folks, we're going to do some time travel. For many of you, we're going to go to an entirely different time zone with our friend Jose Eckert, Texas Parks and Wildlife Senior Biologist for the Trans-Pecos region. He's in El Paso.
Ah.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing, Jose?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are y'all?
Good. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, well, listen, y'all have so much country, so many opportunities. Let's just get to talking about critters. Coming out of last hunting season, I know you have a limited amount of whitetail in the area and more mule deer. But But overall, what did you see in the harvest? Was it a heavy harvest, or was there a carryover of age class of animals?
Now, I think overall, you know, we are facing a little carryover or some of age class of animals just due to our fawn crops, you know, in the past 5 years. 5 years ago, we had a really good fawn crop in these areas. So I think we're going to see that carryover coming this upcoming season for those whitetails out there. And then some of that also showing, you know, in our mule deer numbers.
Did you all have the moisture to provide the forage to get both whitetail and mule deer off to a good start in the spring?
Yeah, sir. So, you know, overall, the whole Trans-Pecos, it's kind of, the rain has been pretty spotty, and as well as the timing. But one of the really things that has really helped on is the timing. We had really good spring rains this year, which then we went into a kind of dry spell, you know, during the summer. We had record temperatures, you know, hot temperature. But other than that, I think those spring rains really helped out, you know, trying to get those bucks coming out of the rut, you know, and having good nutrition out there. And then our monsoon season kicked up, and we got a couple of rains there too. So with that said, you know, I think we're going to have a really good – there's been good antler development showing currently.
I find that interesting in El Paso, and you mentioned the monsoon season.
Yes, sir.
That's that weather coming out of the Pacific and across Mexico.
Right.
Pronghorn antelope, we saw a huge population, and then it declined. And have we gotten a handle on that yet?
Yes, well, it's looking like right now we're kind of holding steady. I think our numbers, you know, have been are pretty much average right now this year. We actually, our numbers show an increase, you know, of our population this year. Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of that has to do also with the timing of when we did our surveys. This year we did our surveys a little bit later, and when those animals are kind of grouped up together, so we were able to pick up bigger herd. And also we were able to, you know, actually see larger fawns up and running. So
gotcha.
Our fawn crop really looks real good this year on our survey. So hopefully it'll carry over to next year, you know. And with those rains and everything that we had right now, it'll be perfect, you know, to just kind of carry that fawn crop.
One of the great conservation and success stories has been on the Texas bighorn sheep. And I know you've been in the air flying, doing surveys. What's the status of our bighorn sheep herd?
Well, sir, unfortunately, you know, we're kind of going through a little bad time on our sheep. We got hit this year by Mycoplasma ova pneumoniae, which is just kind of pneumonia that happens, you know, that comes from domestic sheep and goats. And it kind of hit our sheep population pretty hard. Some of our meadow population mountains, you know, were down to about 30-40%, you know, of our sheep numbers. But we do have other ranges, you know, that are fighting through it, and we're having good lamb crops, especially like in Elephant Mountain, you know, WMA. They're still holding steady. So we're looking forward to hopefully this wave passes with this disease. But, you know, that's kind of where we're at right now. I know here in Texas, you know, we don't have a lot of the domestic sheep and goats in the Trans-Pecos, but one of the biggest factors that, you know, it's been affecting us has been the large population of Audad in these sheep mountains.
Jose, do you have any kind of an inoculation program or something for those sheep? Is there anything you do to help it out?
No, for the desert bighorn?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, there's no types of vaccines or anything that we could do, so we just kind of... We're just hoping, you know, for it. It kind of goes in the herd, and then it passes, you know, and they start building immunity to it. But that's kind of what we're dealing with right now. So we're just fingers crossed, you know. We do have other populations that are holding steady, so we just kind of need to let it pass this year, and hopefully it comes back up.
Yeah, a few years ago, I mean, didn't we start in the Sierra Diablos, and then we've moved sheep to other areas so that it's not just one herd? They're in different locations around your area?
Yeah, sir. Yep. So right now, you know, this is something that's really – it does, you know, it does play a lot into the desert bighorn restoration efforts that we used to have 60 mountain ranges in the Trans-Pecos historically that would have desert bighorn. And right now we have them in 11. Okay. So even though our numbers are down, you know, we still have some of those. There's still remnant populations in 11 of those mountain ranges. So we're trying to continue, you know, the kind of the restoration footprint by going ahead and moving some more sheep, you know, to potential ranges. So that's kind of where we're at right now.
And you mentioned, you mentioned some outdad removals needed, didn't you?
Yes, sir. So that's the biggest factor, the biggest problem that we have right now. We're trying to move these sheep to different ranges. Is now most of the Trans-Pecos ranges have all dead in them right now.
Right, right.
So with this disease going on, you know, it's making it a challenge to really identify where to go to next. Gotcha. So that's kind of what we're dealing with, you know, and we're trying to work with some kind of aerial gunning training or aerial gunning program, you know, to reduce the audit numbers, and then we could potentially send bighorn there. But that's kind of where we're at right now.
Gotcha. All right, we're just about out of time. Real quick, we know that Rio Grande turkey are, you know, hanging around the riparian areas, but what kind of hatch did we have on scale or blue quail this year?
So right now we're looking real good on quail, and I think we got our first hatch in, our third hatch in, and we've been seeing coveys, which is an above-average year for us. And finally, for the past, you know, three to four years. So I think it's a really good year for quail this year.
One final question. Lots of opportunities in your area to utilize the $48 annual hunting permit from Red Bluff Reservoir to some of the wildlife areas. Going to have some good hunting in those public hunting areas, you think?
Yeah, sure. I'll tell you, this year, our kind of the water level in that Pecos River, you know, they've been slowly releasing water from Carlsbad,
right,
and the water level has come up on that Red Bluff area.
Uh-huh.
So with the early freeze coming in, I think it's going to be perfect for teal season.
Outstanding. Jose Eckert, Texas Parks and Wildlife Senior Biologist from the Trans-Pecos region. Appreciate you joining us today on Texas Outdoor News.
Thank you all. Appreciate it. Y'all have a good day.
You too. Thank you, sir. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Hi, this is Kelsey Grammer. When military service members head into battle, none are expected to face the enemy alone, but many return home and become isolated as they struggle with the visible and invisible wounds of war. It can be difficult knowing how to overcome that challenge and rekindle bonds similar to those formed in the military. Wounded Warrior Project supports these injured veterans through their recoveries by connecting them with fellow warriors and their communities. No one should fight this battle alone. Join us at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was putting man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
DAV helps veterans of every generation to get the benefits they've earned.
To see Alex learning to snow ski, that's life-changing.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what do we got?
Here we go. November the 7th, San Angelo chapter of the Ducks Unlimited fundraising banquet in San Angelo, held at the Stables at Fort Concho. So for information, go to ducks.org. November 9th, Victoria chapter of the Ducks Unlimited fundraising banquet in Victoria. In memory of Tanya, I can't pronounce that name.
Schmeckle.
You know that? Okay. And that's going to be the Victoria Community Center. Again, ducks.org for info on that one. And go to one of those great events, or both of them, and your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 46 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
And remember, Hybrid Lights, the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio. They have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, more. They even have kits that include like one of each. These products charge with a USB cord or any light source, including the sun, and they hold a charge for 7 years. Plus, these lights can be used to charge your phone and other devices. So for our listeners and friends, they have a special offer, and this is great. It's Christmas time, friends, for 20% off any of their products and free same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com and at checkout, add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, 20% off, free same-day shipping, hybridlight.com.
I want to thank our guest today, Texas Parks and Wildlife Senior Wildlife Biologist Jose Eckert from El Paso. Just shows you how big this state is.
Indeed it is.
And this weekend when y'all are out, celebrate the hunt and be safe.
Please, because you know, there's a lot of people out there.
There's a whole bunch of
and
people.
They're all armed.
And on the road, yep, coming and going, you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Do be careful.
Absolutely.
Because we want you to come back and join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News, brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Check out our website, texasoutdoornews.com. You can also catch us on Pandora and Spotify and Apple Podcasts and more. We're there. You can't get away from us. Be safe out there.